so that we can, you know, get this on tape. I did some research.
I'm so proud of you.
Just a few short hours ago.
Yeah.
I actually did research this time. Welcome to the Mythical Menagerie. It's podcast and all podcasts. All we do is be professional zookeepers and scientifically talk about the plausibility and functionality and logistics around keeping mythical creatures. None of this is real, and the points don't matter. And I am Denzel Sprack, your host, co-host.
Wow.
Also, I did research today.
two and a quarter pages of research, and you are taking over.
And I'm not going to lie to you, my handwriting is not small, so it barely counts. And it's a small notebook, but I did take notes. I'm Camille, one of your co-hosts. Welcome, everyone.
I am Joe, one of your other co-hosts, also Lord Weasel, filling in for Sarah's spot because she was a little verklempt. She just couldn't get it out.
And I am Titter Snowbird, aka Sarah, your third and final co-host. I was burping is what I was doing, but I didn't want to do it out loud.
I didn't want to tell them that. I gave you an L.
You weren't flick-clumpled. What did you say?
She's shit all over her heritage.
Verklempt. I love it.
Verklumpled.
Verklumpled. I don't know. What is it again?
Verklempt.
Verklempt, and that means
it's just a little broken up.
Oh,
yeah. I don't want people to think I'm crying.
Do you know what that means?
The gist of it.
I 100% thought you were making up words. I thought you were Dr. Seuss and me.
Today at lunch, Joseph said something to me, and no one else understood him. It was wild. It was like he was speaking another language, but I knew exactly what he said.
It
was nothing meaningful. I'm not meaningful. Great at talking. It's not my specialty.
Yeah. Well,
today, I called Gushers. Gushers.
Gushers. What's your favorite flavor of Gusher? Gusher.
In my head, it was entirely right, and I just said it out loud.
Tropical.
And nice. I knew
tropical
it was wrong, but
Gushers.
I knew it was right. Gusher.
Yeah, we're going to have to tell HR about that one, I guess.
I'm sorry.
Any hoosies. Today's animal is the manticore. It's very exciting. Like I said, I did some barely. I read the Wikipedia page.
You wrote.
So.
That is more than I think you've ever done.
That's so much good. I actually went to the Wikipedia page and the Wiki fandom page.
Ooh.
So
I was also on the Wiki fandom page.
Two of those. But if I could, this would give the intro, because it might
please,
never
please.
Happen again.
I think you've got to.
But the manticore is a mythical creature, has the head of a human, body of a lion, and Wikipedia said it is a tail of venomous spines similar to that of a porcupine quill, and I just want to take the moment let everyone know.
Remind everybody.
Yeah. Porcupines are not venomous. Their quills do not contain venom and or poison. And if you don't know the difference between venomous or poisonous, Google it.
Okay.
We're no longer educational. No. Camille has promoted herself to host.
Yeah.
We're not explaining anything.
I was
no.
genuinely surprised because I thought you were about to like lay down some knowledge
excited. It's easy. Venom is injected. Poison is ingested. So, pretty cut and dry.
It's like
so if porcupine quills did have poison in them, they would be venomous because they wouldn't, you know, inject yet. I hope the mic picked that up because it's a good noise.
Also, they don't shoot out the quills.
Porcupines do not shoot the quills. However, the manticore, in some legend, can shoot its quills in any direction over long distances.
Yeah, it's like 100 feet.
The tail has been compared to that of like a scorpion tail as well. I just thought I'd throw that in since, again, obviously, the porcupine quill is not a very good descriptor. Beep, boop, boop. It's a carnivore. Sorry, I had to go to my notes. It's a carnivore. It devours its prey whole. Has three rows of teeth of, from my understanding, of just canines. Like, it's
yeah,
more could you need?
Three rows of pointy boys.
When I first read that, and I knew it had a human face, I only thought of three rows of human teeth.
Honestly, that's worse.
It's
yeah.
so much
that's,
worse.
That is significantly worse. I would prefer...
I would take the canines any
yeah.
day of the week.
I also have here that the manticore, well, obviously is a carnivore, and it's gonna hunt to kill and eat. There were several notes about it choosing to hunt humans, or just genuinely enjoying the thrill of killing
people.
And so that's worrisome. But, yeah, I mean, do we want to start with how we would theoretically create a habitat for it, just off that, and then we can really get into the logistics of, like, should we be doing that?
Yeah. It needs to be a dome or a wall, or a big glass wall, thick glass wall.
I feel that we have taken some liberties with past animals.
These ones can't shoot.
Picking and choosing which characteristics that they have that we...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, a type of manticore has a tail of spines that are venomous that they can shoot out. Some manticores have a scorpion tail.
Sure.
So we could say that our manticore has a scorpion tail.
I think the quill shoot is the most fun thing.
It's the most fun thing, but it truly cuts us off at the tail, if you will.
Does it?
I'm so mad that no one laughed.
I knew Sarah did. It was just a silent laugh.
I can't get over how ready you were to let that rip and how you were already fake laughing at it.
I immediately looked to Anna Britt for support and she wasn't there. And that was the moment I knew that it was not gonna go well. Oh, goodness. That's fine. No, that's fine. You know, I...
Wild.
Just... Here to punch up the podcast.
Yeah, you're the host. I don't think it. I think we can still do plenty if it can shoot.
I did see that. So when a manticore is a juvenile, they do not yet have the spines on their tail, and what people who lived in the area would do is hunt the small little baby ones, and they would catch them and then smash the ends of their tails so as to keep, because that keeps them from being able to grow the spines somehow. Not that I am an advocate for grabbing an animal and smashing its evolved characteristics to oblivion, but if we find, similar to the basilisk,
mm-hmm.
if it's contingent upon finding...
A rescue.
A mutilated baby boy. Or girl.
I want the shooting quills.
Oh my god.
I think there was fun stuff with them, but we'll get to that later.
I
found blood on my hand.
It's the manticore. It's not, don't worry, because it is death upon contact.
Don't worry, Sarah. It's not a manticore.
Yeah,
it's not. It might be from work.
Probably.
I mean,
rather than
all
the
signs,
car you were in.
Yeah, all signs are pointing tits from work.
Tits from work.
My bad.
Tits from work.
Also another characteristic is that their spikes are about a foot long. And the thickness of, quote, a bulrush, which I had to then click on, what the hell is a bulrush? It's a wetland tall grass. So it literally looks like a spiky porcupine quill. Like crested porcupine quill is what I'm envisioning.
Yes.
Which I think, I mean, that's huge.
It's huge, but you have a...
And it has claws because it's a lion. And it has three rows of spiky boys. Uh-oh.
But you have a thick glass wall.
I think it would have to be a dome because he can shoot it in any direction.
But like straight, like I but can it arc he? Them? And also, will he?
Devours humans by choice. Hunts humans for fun. I don't know how easy it would be to build a relationship with this animal.
I built a relationship with a buto.
A serval.
He's a serval, and he's grouchy.
I just...
We're not best friends, but yeah, he listens when I tell him to do things. And when I say, put your feet down, he does it.
Yeah, I think it would be... I think you're right. It would be possible to build a relationship in which it is not immediately trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be your best friend. It's not going to be an ambassador animal. But I think you can build a relationship there. And in terms of the dome, I don't think it can... I don't think it's going to sit there and be able to, like, arc a spine over the wall onto someone.
We could also have a tall, curved wall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Curved glass... And then the viewing area is covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he does shoot something up and over,
it's gonna
hit.
He could only, if the only way to get it out technically would go like straight up and then it wouldn't go out.
Mm-hmm. And if he was gonna whip it up and try and get it over that curved, which would take a lot.
It'd take a lot. It's very
But vicious. If he did it, it's not landing on people, it's gonna land on a corrugated roof that's slanted towards our sharp's disposal.
I also read wherever the stings land, they kept calling them stingers, and so I kept writing stingers. So, like, just bear with me. It's annoying to read. I'm sorry. But wherever the stingers land, more spring up. So that's tricky.
But again, if it's on slanted metal, they'll just shoot their way into our sharps chute.
Yeah, and we get extra sharps to give away.
Yeah, how fun is that?
What? You're giving them...
I don't know, whatever they do with sharps, but... I don't do that, I don't know.
Okay.
Give them away.
Also, it's... to quote... I really did some research. Claudius... Alianus?
Morissette. It's ironic.
From...
Don't you think?
You want to know.
God damn it. You gotta go.
A little too
Sorry, much. I just had one hand in my pocket. I'll take it out.
No, I want you to leave my home.
Was that just kind of a jagged little pill for you to take?
Oh my god. I'm feeding... Joe to the manticore.
Gotta be dead first or we can't be AZA.
Yeah.
I mean...
You'll have to kill me first.
Give him to Bigfoot.
Still
is he gonna end up in the Kappa anyway? In the Kappa's habitat? In the Kappa, also.
No.
Just... but a manticore can, quote, like the stag is extremely swift. So he's as fast as a deer?
I mean,
okay.
That's about lion.
They gotta sneak up on the deer first, though. Like, that's the whole... Like, deer are very... It's
like,
quick.
Right? Carnivore keeper lions, or...?
I've worked with one big, big cat, and it was the smallest of the big cats. I have worked with cats... I don't know. I think there are cats that can run 35 miles an hour, which I would post at about what a deer could run, maybe 35,
45.
This
is, it just this seems is a lion, like... in short bursts, a lion can run 50 miles per hour.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, a lion still has the agility of a lion. Like, the quote, to me, I interpreted... it as the manticore can move like a deer, which makes me very uncomfortable. Like, I don't like the added agility of this big ass manticore having.
What are you worried about it doing with that agility?
I I mean, just fucking whatever. I guess...
Who cares? He shouldn't have it.
Because it seems, as far as his intelligence goes, it varies from animal-like to mimicking human speech, which I feel is, like, similar to a parrot.
Yeah, mimicking human speech is
not... Is which not. So, intelligence-wise, I don't think he's necessarily, like, gonna be plotting and scheming, like you said, to arc his spines over a curved wall, but, like, he's gonna need a lot of mental stimulation and enrichment and training, and I just worry that he's gonna be a sneaky little boy. And just...
All of us have worked with sneaky little boys. It's doable.
I know,
We're not gonna... He's not gonna be free contact.
No.
No.
So, like... God, no. Like, he's not sneaking up on you. You're protected from his sneaks.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like... Three rows of teeth.
Yeah.
There's three rows of...
But, like, you know, is... Are the...
Just feels like risky business to me.
Are you more scared of the three rows than you are of, like, one row of lion teeth? Because those could still kill you.
Well, actually, I guess it makes more sense. Like, I guess my question would be, how would you implement training with an animal that will always a little bit wonder what you taste like?
Conqueror Keeper.
Yeah,
fork feeding, tongue feeding. I don't know, you put distance between yourself and them. I work with a serval who is a full-blooded male cat who defends his territory, who vocalizes to let you know that he is not interested in hanging out with you. But when he wants to participate in training, he's there.
Mm.
And he does not reach through. He does not try to. I mean, he'll vocalize still because he's ready to get the meatball that you have. Mm-hmm. But when he is on his station and he is participating, he's there.
Okay.
And he's there to participate. And the second he's done, he's done. Whether I'm done or not, it's really up to him.
We all know that. But
with an animal like a Buto, but like that serval. He's a dangerous animal, but I have managed to safely work with him for 3 years and have no incidents.
Congratulations.
And like certainly he is much smaller than but I never put myself within reach of him. And like if I do, that's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything that he's doing, you know.
Well, and if you have small enough mesh where just the fork feet, you know what I mean?
A fork or a tongue could fit through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I watched a video of someone give a tiger a COVID test the other day. I think
posted
that.
I did post that.
we can train a manticore. Someone willingly let it, like a tiger was like, that doesn't feel good, but okay.
And by the way, the most likely hypothesis is that manticores were just people seeing tigers.
Yeah. So. For sure. Okay, fine. Yeah, because their habitat. Their habitat is the solitary. They're solitary in dense forests, similar to jungles of India and Indonesia. Ooh. And then they were also like, eventually, quote unquote, sighted in Western Europe and North America. But I think those
super
are just
rare.
Liars.
Yeah, that's someone who wanted attention. But I mean, so we get a jungle habitat.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
How would we do that? How would we do it?
I was thinking we could do something similar to Cerberus, where we have a lowered habitat where people could look kind of down into it.
Some sort of like pit.
And have the glass.
We don't use that word here,
what?
Joseph.
Okay.
And that way, from he's got plenty of space. He could even go under.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His inside space. Oh, I guess that would
be
kind of rude because if he could hear all the people tippy tapping above.
If it's deep enough ground.
Yeah.
But then that wall can curve up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it covered. And his ability to most likely accidentally fling one up and over.
Now, okay. Here's where I think this works for what I would be excited for with the quills. is if the quills could theoretically become a trainable behavior, could
for
you
what?
Throw pigs over and shoots them into the quills?
What?
And it would be cool.
Cool. I for who?
People watching.
I need you to explain to me again what you were trying to say.
He's saying you get a big old
a piece of
what
pig.
Is the
catapult.
Slingshot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A big old catapult.
You
load
say
up.
Pole.
Load up a dead pig.
Skeet
you say
some pigs.
Pull and skeet shoot.
And then he shoots that.
And
quill
he
in
shoots.
There. Shoots it out of the sky.
Why?
Fun. Enrichment training.
But.
And a fun guest experience.
I feel like
is
it doesn't...
a fun guest experience if you are shooting a whole dead pig?
Yes. You can take the head off.
The people have seen. Like, that's not better.
It's not better. Okay.
I also do, because the research I did does say that manticore won't give it up.
You shouldn't.
The manticore devours its prey whole. So when it comes to the importance of diet, are we trying to just keep it as similar to...
I think we need to do whole prey items.
Only.
I think a whole pig, a whole... maybe not whole, but like the leg of a deer, the leg or the torso, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whole
large,
items. Large meat, bone, tendon,
body.
Organ bits still intact. We can take the stomach out because that's gross.
Yeah.
I just...
Bladder.
I can't
The
help.
Digestive end.
Blech.
Tract.
Nobody wants that. There was a vulture I used to work with that would not eat any mice or any rats. Unless you, like, slice it open and took out and gutted them. Which, like, fair enough. Like, yeah, I guess. Okay.
If the caribou female can taste it, she'll spit it out.
Oh, she's poor.
She is.
Can we bring it back to, we've got time for this. The manticore translates, the word manticore translates to man-eater. In both early Middle Persian and Greek. And
yes.
I just think that...
Like a
buto booty boy and a lion is one thing because they're carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you are meat. The manticore says, human. You know what
here's
I'm saying?
Thing. Here's the thing. That
show
naming...
Show me the thing.
The thing is, that's its name from us. That's not its name. We humans named it the man-eater. So you are going along with the onus we put on that creature.
I'm
it did
mad,
not call itself a
I'm
man
mad
eater.
That you're making sense, but does this mean that we now have to go TikTok famous poodle style, what about bunny, and give it little buttons? Give it little buttons so he can name himself.
I've started talking to Sahara like bunny's owners talk to her. I'm like, food later. Bed now. Settle. Bed now. Food later.
Sahara snack want? There is a...
I can't
so
stop
lost.
Myself.
I'm so lost.
For anyone who needs backstory, there is a poodle on TikTok. You can follow them, her and her family. And what about Bunny? I don't know.
She's also on Instagram.
Oh, cute.
We also have Instagram.
We do. We'll get to that. But Bunny is important. Her human counterpart and she have been working on building a vocabulary for Bunny through these buttons. It started out similar to how you train a dog to ring a bell at the door when they want to go use the bathroom. It started with something simple like outside, an easy concept. It goes to differentiating between who mom and dad is. And now she has so many buttons and she has phrases. Like one button just says, ugh. And so when it's raining, she'll push the button and buttons and go, mom, outside, ugh. It's just like, it's so interesting. A lot of it is, it is still very scientific, and there's a lot of, not, cr- criticism, but you know, this is a very early stages of research, and so it's all really cool when it happens. But she does do a lot of babbling still, and we're seeing a lot of highlights.
And her owner is very clear about that.
Yeah.
Like, I show you the things that are cute, the things that are funny,
mm-hmm.
but not everything
she
that we send
off.
She
loves talking about poop.
When dad poop.
But at the same time, does she like talking about poop, or does she get reinforcement from the reaction of her?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot to cipher through and a lot of data still being analyzed. So I'm not saying that dogs can talk, but she's doing a good job. And it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Is What About Bunny a play on the Bill Murray film What About Bob?
You know what? You're gonna have to ask her. At this point, I can only imagine.
Bunny, what name mean?
I can only imagine how saturated social media is with names. Like, you just gotta, mm-hmm. Get in where you can fit in at this point. Like, I'm just happy that all of the, like, main social media platforms were after my first AOL name.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Like, you get that out of the way. Like, now they're, I mean, these
Gypsy
poor,
10.
Yeah, soccer dits with three Z's.
Ooh.
There was a girl with one Z.
Ooh.
From Florida.
I'd be both B.
Ooh, what is it?
Tigger Shart.
I think we gotta go to break on that. Struggle with confidence?
Yes.
Okay. I find that hard to believe.
I'm a good actor.
That's so
it's okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
Got so genuine so fast. It is. I am mostly faking it.
You're great at it.
But you're an orphan. We can turn this off.
No, it's fine.
Who's the boy that sings to his plants?
His Instagram name
is that's how my favorite poem starts.
Oh man, that's good.
It sounded like you were talking about me and my own issues, and then you starting a poem about, like, who's the boy that sings to this?
Who's the boy that sings to this? Joseph,
Joseph. I don't.
You ripped that straight out of Inside Out.
Anywho,
anyway.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for suffering through a break. If you like us, you can subscribe to our podcast on pretty much any podcasting platform at this point, I do believe. You can also give us your thoughts and opinions on Instagram at The Mythical Menagerie. You can also, if you have some thoughts and opinions that you just don't feel comfortable sharing publicly over the internet or via DMs, you can email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com. And,
also, if you have any thoughts or opinions that are good and you want to share them publicly, you can rate us, give us reviews on...
And they're
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Don't give us bad reviews.
I mean, here's the thing.
I mean, like, freedom of speech.
The more reviews you get, the better, regardless of...
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so
at this point in
just,
our young podcast life, any publicity is good publicity.
Just drag us, Zaddy.
Yeah. All right. I didn't like that. Let's get back to the manticore, I believe. Where we left off was we were going to give him a cute little jungle habitat that was in a valley where people would be able to see him from above.
Do you have any synonyms for valley that work? I don't know what you're talking about.
A bog? He wouldn't have a bog. Although, I mean, I don't know, like, Indonesia is kind of, the rainforest can get a little, you know, like,
squishy.
Yeah.
You can get up to, like,
Joe doesn't
want to
work that habitat.
No.
Yeah. But do I'm assuming he's going to need a nice indoor space, not only to shift, but, like, for him personally.
I have a heated indoor space. I think, or it doesn't need to be heated all the time, obviously.
Right, but just hot. Temperature controlled.
Temperature controlled, heated space.
Yeah.
I think you should do
concrete floors so that you can have a cool place to lay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Question. Mm-hmm. For both this and the Cerberus, a logistics question. If they're both... what's the nice word?
Valleys.
P-I-T. That's my favorite Michael
Jackson
song.
You can sell buttons in the gift shop that say they're in the pit.
Pretty little thing.
Just a pretty little thing.
Does that...
uncomfortable, given hindsight bias.
Are we having, like, hills that you hike up to then see into them?
Well, no, you're...
Or are they...
Any zoo, you are always on a slight incline. And you cannot...
Well, no, I'm just thinking, because then that inside area and cleaning, you get the poop, and then are you going, like, through a tunnel to out the other side of the hill, or are you going up?
I mean, I think...
Again, this is a very, like, visual logistical question.
One
so you can shut it down and we can move on.
Should keep in mind is we are not... Even with Bigfoot,
yeah,
we're not. It's not like rhino midden piles or hoofstock.
No,
where
oh,
it's
no,
a
I know.
Bunch
but eventually,
of, like,
but eventually, you do have to deal with that problem.
Yeah, but like, you should be cleaning the habitat once a day, and in my experience, most cats have one at most two bowel movements a day, and
but okay, it's fine. Not poop, but just moving things in. I'm not literally worried about hauling poop, I'm not worried about it. I'm just logistically trying to imagine it in my head.
The Oakland, I don't know if I need to add them like that, but there is a habitat of sun bears. I might edit that out. But there is a habitat of sun bears that I have seen where they are in a valley.
Yeah.
And there's a viewpoint, but then the point of access, their indoor space is, like, at the top of a hill in their valley. So they go up a little hill and into their indoor space, and then the keeper entry point is also at the top of that hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think... You don't necessarily have to be going into tunnels for everything. Since we're using a moat for Bigfoot, we gotta go under the moat. But
if all of our habitats are suddenly valleys, then we get into some issues.
I think I'm having trouble picturing what the problems are.
Well, because you were saying that his indoor area is under.
It could be. It doesn't have to be. I was mostly thinking that if we wanted to, like, keep what the people could see beautiful and lush, we don't have to have a building in the corner. He could go under where they're viewing and be inside.
Which he could still do without us having to go under. Because again, they're at the top. If they're
also, the valley itself, the entry point, can all be flat. It just can use... Like we could build the valley on flat land, but it is... I think when I say the word valley, I don't mean a literal dip in the earth. I'm mostly meaning that the viewpoint is above the habitat.
Yeah.
So the guests would be above the habitat.
Again.
But we could be on flat ground underneath just zipping along, if that makes sense.
And you're just always
kind of. Either one party or another is going to be going up and down a lot.
It's the zoo guest.
But
that's why they're there.
But it could be
gentle inclines and gentle declines, you know?
Much like every zoological facility.
It doesn't have to be big climbs up and down.
Yeah.
If we're mostly elevating our guests, not the animals.
Sure. Okay.
Mm. So, that's one problem solved.
I think you and I maybe don't get what the other person is saying,
probably.
But that's okay.
That's fine.
I feel like I understand both of you, and I think we came to a decision. I thought everything we went.
The host feels like she's
no, we're good.
Fixed this. She's mediated this disagreement really well.
I did research. Cannot stress it enough. So, I mean, then are we worried about anything, really?
Life?
Like, about the manticore. Because, I mean, I will say that later accounts of the manticore do add wings, but we're just going to pretend.
They don't have wings.
No. Yeah, right?
Because they were, again, likely seeing tigers, and they didn't think tigers had wings.
Yeah, they did not think tigers had wings. What enrichment-wise, what are we thinking?
Stuff to shoot quills in.
The intelligence of a parrot. Which, I mean, also, I don't know, I've never worked with big cats, but like, the intelligence of a cat is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it...
I mean, things to keep them engaged, cats tend to be really scent-oriented, so something as simple as approved for cats and okay for them to interact with, like, essential oils, spices. We could use urine from other habitats, assuming that those animals are not sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then fun things like cardboard boxes could be great, or a ball to push around, something that's got meat inside of it that he's got to work. We could do a zip line for him.
Do we have similar concerns that we had to Cerberus? I mean, I know Cerberus is, like, very territorial and has a job to guard, but I assume the manticore usually has a territory in the wild. Is there any
problem with? I don't think we have to worry about.
They're solitary.
Yeah.
We don't have other manticores.
Yeah, if we only have one, then we're not going to have to worry about it having a baby and being protective of it.
But do we have concerns about people going into his habitat and cleaning and then
I don't think
like,
so. I don't think that's any different than cleaning any other habitat.
Okay.
Cerberus I was only concerned about because his job is to stop people from leaving the underworld. And it was going to be very clear that someone walked in and out through a gate and was he supposed to do something about it kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I'll allow it. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Joe and I have been demoted to assistants to the regional host.
Damn it. Okay, well, great. Sure. I got nothing. We went through my
your whole notebook.
My 2 1/4 pages
of
research.
The other person with notes happening.
I mostly am mad that Pliny the Elder's name keeps coming up. He's written about every animal.
He wrote multiple bestiaries.
Why? Yeah, I'm tired of hearing his name.
He's a smart little dude.
Is
his
he?
Thing.
Is
yeah,
he?
Now
he's
a
he, like, documented
that everyone's
like,
obsessed
all
with, and
he
I
did
don't
a lot
understand.
Of shit.
Yeah, but
he
also documented shit that's not real.
I mean, he never saw it. He's just, like, recording what people said.
So are we just trusting him on the plants that he did identify? Is that what
you're
telling
me? We know now, and we can look back and say, yeah, he was right.
Oh, okay.
So we did advance a little bit.
Good for us.
Right? We tried. And then we went real downhill.
I do have a note that says, according to Dungeons & Dragons, it's about 10 feet long and about 1,000 pounds, but that's a little bit bigger than how
that's
it was
like,
described previously.
Yeah, I think it's the size of
a lion.
Are we... Okay, let's... You know what? I wasn't going to bring it up. Let's bring it up. Do we have any concerns about staring a man's face in the eye and being like, great?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have issues? Have issues with the orangutan staring them dead in the eye
that
and
is
saying...
Not a
their
man's
face is very
face.
Different.
Yeah, but... If you look up, most manticores have animalistic man-like faces.
Mm-hmm. But do I want to stare at the,
cast
of cats?
Yeah, ooh, wait, hold up. Now, I was against it. I was against it because of the
no,
face.
No,
really
no,
brought
no,
me
I was
in.
Gonna say, that was the wrong thing to say in front of front of Joe.
Oh boy.
Because Joe can't wait to train this manticore to be a Jellicle cat.
By the way, we are going to do a Jellicle cat episode.
Can you see in the dark?
Could you imagine a manticore railway cat?
Cute.
Oh my
god!
No! Oh my god!
Skimbleshanks. Scrimbleshanks. Ooh, close.
We just do little tap dances. Just a big 10-foot man face doing tap dances. We can have a sexy little Jason Derulo manticore.
I am prepared to hate on cats until the cows come home, but...
Different musical cows.
Yeah, well. But Jason Derulo I have never seen that man look happier, I don't think.
They all were having a great time.
Were they?
Ian McKellen put in a performance of a lifetime, being the theater cat. He did a goddamn great
job.
I mean, Taylor Swift did, kind of phoned it in. Even though she was, like, the first person casted in it, which is kind of...
I imagine that's because her management team said, hey, Taylor, they're doing Cats, and she said, you will get me on this movie. You will get me. She's in one scene. She does one song, and her
barely moves.
Her line is, McCavity! Not there!
Oh, do you remember when McCavity disappears?
Xana's not I have only ever seen... the filmed Broadway production. I have not seen the new movie.
Keep it.
And
so
I just,
you know what?
You need to see it.
I want to see it.
I don't
watch
like
it.
I don't
Everyone.
Like what they did to anyone's
groins.
I don't like I get it. I also don't want to see
think about what an ideal world it presents in which nobody has genitalia. We would live in an amazing world.
It just smooth like a Ken doll?
It's, I felt very strongly
it's like
that,
a bulge.
Yeah, that they were... I just didn't like when you were when you were seeing it and like Idris Elba specifically, it just didn't feel right to me. Because
oh,
it was
great.
Like... Because his was noticeable and no one else's was, and it was like, why? Who did that?
Yeah,
who
then,
did that?
And then right
who
after...
Who did that?
Right after you see that...
Who did that?
Right after you see that, he disappears by just saying, magic! And then he goes away. And at one point, he disappears by just saying, McCavity! And that's his own goddamn name.
Who
it's
did that?
Great.
I want to know... I want to see the costume designer's reasoning for lining up all these cats
because
together and saying, make that
a little
one
bigger.
How
do you know that Idris Elba didn't say, make that bigger?
But like the cavities to the bad guy, you gotta be a little more intimidated. Also, it's great.
With his non-existent peen.
With his orb, his lumpy orb.
It's not lumpy. It is not lumpy.
It is a lump.
It is tone.
Oh my god. I don't like where this conversation is going.
Anyway, you should watch Cats. It's all great. No genitalia parts, good. Can you imagine how much better the world would be if we just had none?
I mean, you're bringing up excellent points, but that doesn't keep me from thinking that I would be creeped out if I said, Manticore! And then a man with a lion body came charging at it's food time! Like, imagine this scary... Cat man
I'm telling
face.
You, I was 1,000% against the man face, and now I am so for it.
Oh, I'm so
I
mad.
I don't think that it will look so much like a man's face.
It does say they have, like, beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
I get
you know who else
kind
has
of...
beautiful blue eyes? The African spoonbills.
But not human blue eyes.
They're a little.
But there is a big, that uncanny valley, once you hit real human eyes.
I don't like looking hornbills in the eye sometimes, to be honest. I don't like the skin around there. Like, I'm just like, there's
the fact
something.
That they have eyelashes.
Yeah. Oh, I love the eyelashes. It's disconcerting, but I don't know. I just don't think, it's a man cat. It's a man cat's face. We're all just okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Because
I mean,
think
I wasn't,
it's
and
going,
now I am.
I just
so mad about it.
I think that it's going to be more animated beast from Beauty and the Beast than it's going to be.
Oh,
just pure, like a pure, like Joe's face. It's not going to be Joe's face.
Thanks.
I just called you pure.
Oh, thank you.
It's not just going to be like a human face on a cat's body. Because it's got cat ears. It's got...
How do they use their eyebrows? That's very important.
I don't think they have eyebrows.
Okay. Okay.
Or if they do, it's hair and furred.
What about their nose? Is it human-y or is it catty? Because that makes a big difference. I do feel they changed that in... No, they didn't change mm-hmm. that in cats.
Nope.
Damn it. Blast.
Do manticores go to the heaviside layer?
What? What?
I don't know.
Do they go up in the big balloon to go to the heaviside layer when they die?
I don't know.
Well, they choose to die in a way. Well, they win the competition to choose to die.
I didn't see anything about their life expectancy. Do we have any concerns that we're going to bring an animal in that lives forever? Or
talk amongst yourself. 20 plus years. That means nothing.
Oh.
I just feel like
20 plus,
we've
got
a phoenix that's going to live...
But
yeah,
this one actually
7,000 years. We've got a unicorn who's gonna live upwards of at least 200, if not more.
Yeah,
according,
who knows about basilisks?
But according to, ooh, what was the site? Hold up, it was a good name. EncyclopediaFantasyTome.tumblr.com.
Okay.
So there's only male presenting nipples.
Blog.
His sources are getting
better.
Male presenting nipples. Remember when Yahoo bought Tumblr and they said, you can't post anything that is not really, really nice, pure things.
Male presenting nipples. The average lifespan of perhaps 20 plus years. Which in captivity, 30.
20 plus is
it's nothing.
Means nothing.
It's also
yeah.
perhaps.
It, but it means, like, 20 plus what? 150? 20 plus...
Yeah, 20 plus to what? Who can say? That's the information we have. So it's around 20 years would be my... Like, I think the plus is more of a, like, give or take.
Give or take.
Kind of a vibe.
It's not a very long life. I mean, I guess it's pretty standard for, like, a house cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I mean,
which
not standard,
is...
But that's an old house cat,
yeah.
but, like...
Yeah.
Which is very impressive for a large-ass...
mm-hmm.
Cause, yeah, because what's the lifespan of, like, a... tiger or lion
again.
Or the,
I have no facts about big cats. I can
other.
Tell you a
big
cat is
tiger is 10 to 15.
7 to 10 in their
tiger
natural habitat. 10
to 15. Yeah,
tiger
so
in,
I mean.
Okay, tiger in captivity is 14 to 16. There's one that's 25.
Yeah.
So, a little older than those things. And again,
I heard a little older.
I don't. Great.
You have a mouth voice.
What is milk voice? I don't like the sound of that.
You know when you drink milk long and it puts cotton in your throat? I love that milk voice.
I have not thought about that feeling in years, and I don't like that you brought it up. Like, I know
it's
exactly what you're talking about. Ugh. As someone who, as an adult, chokes on her spit way too often.
This is a detail no one, well, a few people who listen to this will know. But since the, I should say, advent of COVID, the onset of COVID...
Oh my god, all I do is...
The amount of times that Camille has turned to me and said, I just choked on my spit.
Because the coughing fit that ensues is worrisome. And I do, for at least 3 of the 17 coughs, feel like I might die. And it's not good. I don't know. I think... Sorry, now I'm off on a tangent, but...
That's what most of our podcast is, it's fine.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Talk about cats for a long time, which is
for
good.
Too
we'll talk
long.
About cats for a longer time.
For too long.
So,
matter of fact, drop...
I will die. We will have an episode about Joe Cook.
I am looking forward to it. I will do research for that episode
that
as
can
well.
Only happen once Sarah sees the movie.
That is tricky. Are we going to have a...
It'll happen.
Are we going to have a little watch tonight? Oh! I'll get the popcorn. We won't do it right now. I don't have popcorn, but...
The only thing stopping us.
That's me. I also... Where do you find cats right now?
Wherever you want. It's somewhere. It's got
to
be. HBO, probably.
HBO, probably. We're not on Mythical Menagerie,
Where
sorry.
Watch cats.
Werewatch cats. Hmm? We watch cats later.
A lot of places.
That's been our time, I think. I think we should wrap it up.
We have to decide.
It's going
to
be on TV?
Yeah, it's gonna be on HBO. On the 24th, it'll be on HBO.
Like to stream?
8:45 a.m.
Oh, gee whiz.
On the morning. Just on TV.
I could not tell you the last time I watched, like, live television.
When the Super Bowl was on. That was the last time that I watched live television.
That might be true.
And any football game that Anna Britt put on before that. But other than that, we are a streaming household.
I even waited for Miley Cyrus's TikTok Super Bowl tailgate. TikTok tailgate.
We streamed
it. I waited
on
until that was on YouTube. I didn't even watch it then because I, like, can't.
Did you watch
the
just best halftime show of all time?
No.
I liked when he went inside the thing until the other people showed up.
That made me so mad.
It was all bad.
Can we just vote on this Manticore?
I say yes.
Now that you brought up Jellicle Cats, I'm
God
so in.
God damn it. I mean, I don't see any logical reason why they can't be a part of the menagerie.
You don't have to work with it. You do.
Yeah, I don't have to work with it. I don't have to work with it. Yes, put them in. Put them in there. I don't have to work with it. Great. Great and good.
Well, I'll take Cerberus and the Manticore and we will frolic through the valleys together.
Joseph will die with the cap. Wait.
Oh, so the kappa's in?
The kappa, I believe, is still pending.
Still pending. We'll have to keep people posted if once that releases and people have some responses. Once again, feel free to DM us on Instagram at Mythical Menagerie.
The Mythical Menagerie.
You're on a great streak.
I was on a streak and I ruined it. Somebody else want to drop it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I panicked for a second. Feel free to follow us on Instagram, DM us, comment, like.
Subscribe.
Can't really subscribe.
Follow.
Swipe that.
Follow, I already said that. Anyway, our Instagram is at The Mythical Menagerie. And then if you are feeling really professional and fancy and you want to write us an email that has like lots of fun bulleted points in it about everything we're doing correctly and nothing about what we're doing wrong, please feel free to email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com.
Review us, rate us.
Yeah.
We're literally everywhere now, so.
We're everywhere.
Can't get away from us.
Can't get away. Great.
Anyway, love you. Bye.
Take us out, host.
Okay. I did research.